a devotional this morning, which means that I'm only going to speak for a very few moments. I have a part A and a part B, as you can see on your program. So when you see a meditation, that means it's a mini sermon or a mini speak. And but prayerfully, the Lord will help me to be many and to speak, and that he will use both. I'm titling this meditation, In Christ is a Marvelous Place to Be. In Christ is a marvelous place to be. And I am reading a couple of texts from the scripture, John 14, 16 through 17, and Colossians 2, 6 through 10. And John 14, 16 through 17 reads as follows, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. And Colossians 2, verses 6 through 10, following up on that passage, we read, So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him. Continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. And overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ is a marvelous place to be. In Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And you have been given fullness in Christ. In Christ is a marvelous place to be. Who is the head over every power and authority. See, in Christ is not just a status, it's a place. And it's a marvelous place to be. One of the things for which I praise the Lord this morning and every morning is that the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And he makes it possible for us to not only live for Christ, as though he were just a cosmic battery. He not only makes it possible for us to live for Christ, but also to live in him. Even as we reside in these physical bodies on earth, we are also living in Christ. So the party doesn't end here. We're having a great time this morning. And I'm going to wrap this up in a few minutes so we can continue to have a great time just celebrating the Lord in song and in dance. But the party, make no mistake about it, don't be deceived and don't be gypped. The party doesn't end here. The after party goes with you because the party's not this place. The party's not in the music. The party is in the one who's in you. And so when you leave, the party goes with you. And the marvelous place that is him is your abode now and forever. Monday morning, when you're sitting at your desk, the party is going on. Don't let the devil make you settle for just the celebration. This is one aspect of it, and it's a glorious one. And we fully absorb it, but we have more than just this moment. We have the Spirit of the living God who is energizing our praise, making it resonate with our spirits. He goes with us. He is the giver of life, and he is the sustainer of life. And he's the one that makes our daily living more alive. Living in Christ is a high definition life experience versus an analog one. It's the color it's the high definition television set versus the black and white one with the screen that would roll up. And you had to hit it to stop the screen from rolling. And some of us had little rabbit ears, and some of us had coat hangers. And some of us got three stations, ABC, NBC, and CBS. And on a day when the sky was acting funny, one of these little fuzzy channels that you didn't normally get would kind of come in a little bit, and you get excited. That's life before Christ. But see, in Christ, it's a high definition experience. You see, it's not that Christ is a substitute for the experience of daily life. We don't have a sequestered spirituality. It's not just about what happens in our quiet times in the morning or in our evening walks. The Lord fills our day. So we don't settle for a sequestered spirituality. He's not a substitute for the experiences of life or the responsibilities of life. Rather, he makes those experiences more vivid. And so a refreshing stroll on a crisp, blue morning where there's a chill in the air, a sunny morning becomes not only a pleasing treat from nature, but also a connection with the Savior who created it. Losing a job, losing a love, or some other adversity becomes an opportunity to experience the supernatural comfort of a living Savior and a loving Savior. The spiritual pursuit of our earthly goals and our earthly dreams, whether we get them or not, can lead us to the assurance that God cares for me, whether life is up or down. And so therefore, all of life is enhanced by his presence and becomes an avenue that can lead us to a deeper knowledge of him, which is the ultimate prize of life, according to Jeremiah chapter 9. Let him who boasts, boast in this, that he knows and understands me. The Lord's presence is. The Lord's presence has always been and always will be the difference in our lives. He's the distinguishing factor. I tell him every morning, thank you, Lord, that you are my daily difference. You are my daily difference. Day in and day out, morning by morning, new mercies I see because you are ever with me. You are ever present. From the old covenant to the new, the most oft-repeated words of reassurance are, do not fear, for I am with you. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Don't anxiously look about you. For I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. In the new covenant, as Jesus left this earth, some of the last words that he says to his disciples is, I am with you always, always, even to the end of the age. Is God with me? Well, has the age ended? No. Well, God is still with you. And when the age ends, you will see him face to face. You won't have to experience his presence by faith. You will experience it face to face, face to face. And so we can consider the exhortation in God's word to seek his face continually, to pray without ceasing, or to devote yourselves to prayer. Or like it says in the Psalms, pour out your hearts before him. Countless, countless exhortations to pray. When we recognize that the Lord is inviting us into his presence, we see them as invitations from the Lord to the effect of, hey, Michelle, come whenever you want. Stay as long as you like. And talk about whatever is on your heart. In fact, you don't have to talk at all. Just come and be in my presence. One of the most magnificent blessings I have received from the Lord, and I tell him this regularly, Lord, thank you for changing my paradigm of prayer and for helping me to see it not as something I just harness to make something happen or to fix something. But Lord, thank you for helping me to see that prayer is an invitation from you for fellowship with you, to share my life with you and to have you share your life with me. And there's no struggle in sharing your life with someone. You just share it. There's no time limit. There's no time frame. There's no time minimum, no time maximum. That's why we can make it our daily quest and our request to invest in that wonderful opportunity. And that'll be part B of my meditation.